I went out to my car, my work truck, on, it was actually March 12th, 1997, not March 13th.
Okay.
To get a business card, actually. And on the way back in, I witnessed it, just like you said. I thought at the time it was a 600 to 800 foot wide boomerang, but as I've gone back over the years and taken pictures and sort of triangulated everything, I realized that the craft has to have been a lot closer than I thought it was at first. And so that's why if someone reads the initial report, it'll say 600 to 8 feet, but the one that you've got is actually more correct, which is probably about 400 to maybe 600 feet wide, but probably closer to 400.
Was it unusual for you to get fired the next day? I mean, did you do anything?
I called in sick the next day, as you can imagine, probably imagine, which is March 13th.
Sick because you didn't feel good or because of what you saw and you maybe wanted to investigate
out.
Okay, so you're going nuts. All right.
Well, it was really amazing because when I watched the whole thing happen, it probably took, I don't know, a minute and a half or something like that. And time really seems to slow down when you're really focused on
sure.
something like that. And I was actually over a friend's house watching the March Madness games. ODU was in the finals that year, actually. And literally just stepped out to get a business card and came back, and my life was completely changed forever.
Sure. Topsy-turvy.
Yeah, you know, I tried to shout three times to him. I actually held back a little bit on telling this to a lot of people. I'm not even sure if it's in the initial report, but because I didn't want people to think I was crazy. And at the time, for, you know, months and months afterwards, I had no idea. There were no other reports. You know, as everyone knows, the Phoenix Lights boomerang sightings didn't really break until probably, what, June?
Right.
But they
were much larger than what you reported.
That, yeah. But they were still boomerang-shaped, which is kind of puzzling. And so I'm wondering if perhaps they had a perception problem, too. Because, you know what, no one...
That's a good point.
No one alive knows what a 400-foot-wide flying object looks like. They just don't. Unless you saw a Zeppelin, you know, 60 years ago. Even today's blimps just don't even compare to it.
No, and, you know, and depending on the height of it...
Absolutely.
Nobody knows.
No.
You're right. I mean,
you have absolutely nothing to judge against.
If it's really close to you and you're right under it, it could feel like it's a mile long, for crying out loud.
And also, too, I want to make sure that the audience knows that what my qualifications are for making that kind of a comment. And when I was a young kid, I had a pretty tough life. I grew up in the South Boston Housing Projects, the Old Harbor Housing Projects, which are now famous because of...
It's where Albert DeSalvo grew up. Remember him?
Whitey Bulger, yeah, the Departed. I mean, all that stuff took place in my neighborhood. I mean, I grew up in those bars.
Yeah.
But anyway, what happened on that day was it just changed everything. I mean, nothing else was the same.
You mean your career was over?
Oh, God. I mean, yeah. Not just my career. Cause at the time, I worked for Roto-Rooter, and I called in sick the next day. Like I said, I mean, I was just shocked. I was just dumbfounded.
I mean, do you think your dismissal because you called in sick had anything to do with what you saw?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no question. They even tried to deny me my unemployment benefits.
What did they say? We're letting you go because you're nuts? Or what did they say?
No. It was never...
That direct.
They couldn't say that. And they fought me on it. But they lost. And they had to pay. And, you know, I didn't take it for that long. I don't even know what it was, maybe a month or two. But anyway, when I worked for the company, Roto-Rooter, you know, you pay for the truck. You're a subcontractor, so they take money out for your truck, your radio.
It's your truck, and what about the parts and things that are in
it?
They
take it all back. I had nothing. I had a freaking Sawzall and a screwdriver. And so I lost everything. And all I did, there was only one other guy working that night. You know, we were on call, and I just said, hey, man, you know, I'm over here in Norfolk. I said, you're never going to believe what I just saw. You know, I saw an 800-foot, I said 800-foot wide boomerang at the time, and just asked if anyone else had seen it, and that was it.
Well, other than size, it is ironic that this happens at the same time that we have the Phoenix Lights.
Yeah, the night before the big flap, yeah, but there's more to it than that because, obviously, I wanted to find out what had happened because, you know, there were no stories that were printed locally at all, none. And where you were in the Navy, weren't you?
Yeah, 9 years.
All right. Were you ever stationed at Norfolk Naval Air Base?
No, Pentagon, Fort Benjamin Harrison in Indianapolis, and then a little bit in Pensacola.
Okay. Well, Norfolk Naval Air Station in the Hampton Roads area, just for your viewers, if you're not familiar with it, is the largest military installation or collection of military installations in the world. There are over 250,000 active duty personnel within a 5-square-mile radius of Norfolk. And the neighborhood that I happen to be visiting my friend in on Rogers Avenue in Norfolk is basically situated, if you look at a map, is right in the middle of, surrounded by, you know, nuclear sub bases, carriers, the whole nine yards. I mean, there is literally more nuclear power, more nuclear submarines within a 1/4 mile of where this event took place than anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So for me to think that I saw this and that there was not a murmur of this anywhere really freaked me out.
Well, I mean, is it possible, Bill, that if this is, let's say, the same Phoenix Lights object,
mm-hmm.
and people just got the size mixed up, mm-hmm. is it possible, time-wise, that it would have gone from Phoenix through Norfolk, where you were, in that timeline? Would that have fit in?
Well, to answer that question, you would have to know or have some idea what the ultimate speed of the craft was.